You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, and Dog Pound. Are you looking to change up your typical game watch party? Well, then come to the Pro Football Hall of Fame this Saturday, August 29th in Canton to watch the Browns take on the Bucks on two big screen TVs. You'll have the opportunity to meet Swagger. By the way, it's National Dog Day today.
Swag.
Shout out to my dog, Lumps. What's up, Lumps? Do you have any shout out? Do you have any dogs?
No.
You don't have any dogs?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm too busy. I don't want to clean up crap.
What do you have kids for? I cleaned up a ton of of fecal matter.
I'd rather not.
As a child? You don't, really? Are you not a dog person?
No, I love dogs. I love other people's dogs.
Really?
But your I want to stick and move when it comes to a dog.
Speaking of dogs, let me tell you something. I was assaulted yesterday by a dog, as you see the bandage here on my ankle.
Yep.
I've never been bitten by a dog before. Out attacked by a dog, and I was attacked by a dog yesterday.
I've been bitten by a dog before.
What happened?
I just punched it in its snout.
That was it?
Yep. It was a friend's dog. We were actually carving pumpkins.
Did it get you, though?
At a friend's house. It got me good, right on my knee, like on my kneecap. So it got me real good. Blood, yeah, blood. Like a deep little incisor wound. And all I did was just punch it in its snout and just running away.
So this was a little dog, not even a big dog. I don't even know what kind of dog it was. Looks like some type of, if I was going to say, it looked like some type of a dachshund mutt.
Okay.
It didn't have a dachshund's legs, but it had the long body. It was low to the ground, but they weren't that short, and it wasn't a dachshund. And all of a sudden, it looks at me. Its eyes go crazy. It's like, comes at me. Boom, through my jeans.
Wow.
I thought it was just like running at me. It was going to run and then, you know, jump and hit me with its paws. Bam! Right there, I was bleeding. I gave a what the...
Who was the owner?
Shook it off. It was an uncle in the family.
All right. Okay. You'll be fine.
I'm fine, but I was very upset about it.
Yeah.
I was like, what is the deal?
Had it happened before?
No, and my kids saw it, and they were like, whoa.
Mortified. They were mortified. Unhappy.
Yeah, so I told them the next time I see that devil dog, I am going to rip its head off. And they're like, Arden was like, Dad, that's pretty vicious. I was like, I told them, though, if a dog ever texts you, I said, what would you do? And they said, I'll try to just push him off. I said, listen, if you think a dog's attacking you, kick it, hit it, do whatever you have to do, get that dog
on
off.
On National Dog Day, you're saying
it
this?
It will maul you. Yeah, don't be mauled. I was attacked yesterday. If I was a small person, put it this way. I have had my leg inside the mouth of a tiger, and it hurt less than what this dog did to me. I was bit by a tiger in Mexico, Puerto Vallarta. True story.
I believe it, sort of.
El Tigre Golf Course at Paradise Village in Puerto Vallarta. It's named El Tigre. For those who don't speak Spanish, that means the tiger. And they have tigers around the course in cages. They had a baby tiger that was probably the size of a German Shepherd. So after a round of golf, I go out there, and the guy who runs the course has this tiger on a leash. It's a baby tiger on a leash, and it's down in this little like river to the left of the number one fairway. So I say, come over. I'm like, can we pet? Yes, you can come. You pet the tiger. It's all great. But as I turn to walk away up the embankment, I slip, and I think it kind of startled the tiger.
So whose fault is that? The tiger's fault?
No, I'm not blaming the tiger. Nobody's blaming the tiger. I haven't blamed the tiger. I haven't said anything in any way, shape, or form that blamed the tiger.
All right.
But the next thing I know is I feel an immense amount of pressure, and I look down, and my leg is in the mouth of said tiger. And he just kind of went like, didn't break the skin, and then let me go, and that was it. But, I mean, if you wanted to, you probably could have snapped my leg off. So I've been bitten by a tiger and by a dog, and I walked away with less blood from a tiger than I did from this little mutt.
Happy National Dog Day.
I've heard it all now.
Right?
Yeah. I have a picture of it. I have a picture.
I have been eaten by a whale.
I was swimming with sharks.
This is true. You can mock me
no,
all
so
you want.
No, so am I.
You were eaten by
Moby.
Oil. No, you were not eaten by Moby.
Okay.
And I didn't swim with sharks either. It's okay.
Let's dip into the mailbag, Dino. What do you got for us?
Yeah.
Have you been eaten by a tiger?
Yeah. If you've been eaten by a tiger, ask CBD. Again, on Twitter, our Twitter handle is @Browns_daily.
I thought it was a good story. Sorry.
It was a great story.
Sorry, you slipped, bro.
Sorry.
It's what you get. Keep your feet.
I know.
Derek Mosley tweets the show. Hey, guys, could we potentially trade Justin Gilbert to the Dallas Cowboys for something, though, maybe a wide receiver or a tight end?
All right. So, and the reason this is coming up, Orlando Scandrick, non-contact ACL, done for the year. He's a slot corner. He's their nickel.
Yep.
I don't think he is going to be, you know, Justin Gilbert's not getting traded to then go play nickel somewhere.
Right.
He's not a nickel
corner.
Not. So I don't think that that matches up completely. I don't think that the Browns with Justin Gilbert, you don't trade an asset unless they feel that there is 0% chance, Taco Bell chance, that he is going to ever amount to anything. You don't trade an asset at the absolute bottom of its value.
So you just threw a percentage, you know, that's not affiliated with Justin Gilbert. What if it's not zero, what percentage would you give him right now to be critical of his body of work? What percentage would you give him right now of playing out his rookie deal with the Cleveland Browns?
Playing out his rookie deal?
Which is what? Two remaining years.
Yeah, two more years.
With an option for 99%.
Wow. Okay.
99%.
There's nothing wrong with that. I just said okay.
That he stays, plays out his rookie deal, 99%.
All right.
Interesting. More percentages
you
for
say?
You guys. Yeah, before we go to that.
70?
70%. Dino, what do you say?
65. A little bit lower than that.
And the reason why I say that is because at some point, with him showing no signs of making an impact on the field, it's working against you to have him in your rotation. Because eventually the coach, it's not like a light bulb. You know, you should see incremental growth. You know, you should have waves of good days and a bad day. You know, not good day, bad day, good day, bad day, good day, bad day, good day, good day, bad day, bad day, bad day, bad day, good day. That's the quickest way out of the National Football League, regardless of where you're drafted or how much money that you're owed. Because I know that every year when roster bonuses are due, high-quality players are released by their football teams, A, because they're expensive, and B, because they're most likely they're not living up to their contract, and their play has become inconsistent.
I say 99%. Stick with it.
Go ahead.
I hope you listen, Nathan. I hope you're right. I really do.
Me too.
Because the Browns need this kid badly. JC O'Connor tweets the show again at Browns_daily. Use the hashtag AskCBD. Guys, what's the percentage chance that EJ Bibbs makes the roster, assuming he continues to play like he is now?
I'm going to put that one at 50-50. Because when I went through my 53, I'd say it came down to five guys for three spots for me, and it depends if they want to go four tight ends with six receivers. I'm counting Marlon Moore's on my team, and I'm counting him as a specialist. But do I want to go four tight ends and six receivers, three tight ends, seven receivers? Do I want 60 linemen? Do I want 70 linemen? How those spots are divvied up, I don't think Hauser's getting cut, but they may decide Bibbs is good enough to go with four tight ends. I'm going to put it at 50% right now.
I concur. I'd say 50-50 at this point. Do you believe if he does go to the practice squad based on his body of work through four games that he doesn't stay there very long?
I think it'll just present the Browns with a difficult decision, because I think once he's on the practice squad, if somebody wants to sign their active roster, the Browns might say at that point, all right, he's got to come on our active roster.
And that all being said, will happen most likely with general manager Ray Farmer being suspended.
Right. So I would imagine that that type of
contingency plan for that
would all have to be sorted out. Everybody that they know, if they know, you know, the practice squad will be set. These people are here. If somebody tries to poach them, this is what we're doing with them, et cetera.
Got you.
I'd like to see Bibbs here. I think Bibbs, I like him as a guy.
He's got a unique skill set, and I think you can fit him into Flip's system very easily, as we've seen already.
I wonder if he became a good enough blocker if you don't need Bibbs and Malcolm Johnson. I wonder if we're not looking at that as a possible point of competition.
You could, because Malcolm Johnson's been hurt.
And he's playing. He's not a traditional fullback.
Right.
He's playing more of that H-back and being used to create mismatches in the passing game, which is where right now Bibtacular excels.
Similar in size.
Similar
6'2", 258 is Bibbs. 6'1", 261 for 231 for Malcolm Johnson.
Yeah, he's big. Bibbs is bigger.
Bibbs is bigger, and you like that.
Yes.
And he's
like that.
Bibtacular.
He is
bibtastic.
He is bibtacular. So most of the guys who have responded, by the way, to the quarterback situation, I want to hear people call us up, though, and talk about it, 216-578-0850, are stick with the quarterbacks you have. Josh or Johnny are good or great. If neither is good, we'll get a top pick like everybody wants and get the quarterback in the draft. I agree. I think you want to see what you have in Johnny. That's my goal to come out of this year. So you want, my goal number one is to make the playoffs. My goal number two is to find out if Johnny Manziel can be my franchise quarterback. I think we've seen positive strides to that point, but I don't think we've seen enough to even come close to declaring that, yes, he can be that guy. And if he is, great. And if he's not, then you got to go out and try to get one until you have one. Anything else in the mailbag?
Yeah, yeah, we'll get one more here in this this segment. Again, tweet the show at Browns underscore daily. From behind enemy lines at G underscore I George. He's got a question and then he's got a good tweet. Given Danny Shelton's preseason play, what is Phil Taylor's trade value?
So I don't think that they are. I know what he's saying is because, you know, is Phil Taylor expendable? I don't think his trade value is at all linked to Shelton. I think his trade value is very, very difficult to gauge because he's carrying $5.5 million of guaranteed money. I think that he's coming off of an injury. You don't know exactly how healthy he really is. I don't see him having much trade value because I think teams would figure that if the Browns are shopping a guy like Phil Taylor, you might be able to get him for nothing if they cut him.
Cut him, sure. Yeah. Do you think there's an opportunity for a team prior to the trade deadline, you know, down a nose tackle or down, you know, a defensive front man, where they'd pay a prorated version of what's left on that guaranteed money to take a shot on a guy like Phil Taylor?
You got to hope it's that, or could it be Billy Winn? Could it be Ish Kitch? Could there be anybody that has value to one of those teams? Kansas City needs some help on their D-line. Arizona needs some help on their defensive line. So could either of those teams come up, show up and make a deal? We'll find out as we get closer to it. I mean, the clock is ticking. If the deal's going to happen, you got to think it happens before the Tampa game or soon thereafter. It's not going to happen, I don't think, after, you know, a preseason trade. I don't think it's going to happen after the fourth preseason
game. I agree.
And by the way, Behind Enemy Lines also says, now, if Nathan has to wear a Roethlisberger jersey with the lava, Matt, you have to wear an Eli Manning Chargers jersey.
No problem.
Hashtag
That's
fair.
Easily
That's
done.
That's too easy. No, no, no.
Easily done.
Michigan jersey. He's
easily
wearing a Michigan
done.
Jersey.
I'm still repping my team. That's all that matters.
And I'll tell you what, when you're in that Michigan jersey in the lava lava, we'll take a picture of you and you'll be a nominee that week for Bozo of the Week by the Kid. All right, when we come back, time for the round. It's going to be a new segment, by the way. What do you think about that, Wilhelm?
I like it.
So what's going to happen is,
we've kind of faded from, now that it's like business time, we faded from the Jolt Report, so that's an off-season segment.
Yeah, but Bozo of the Week, I think, is a 52-week-a-year segment.
I do, too.
I
so
agree.
It's going to be, I'm going to get a nominee, you get a nominee, our next guest coming up on the roundtable, Kevin Jones, Andrew Gribble, will be getting nominees. Dino can get a nominee if he's producing at that time. Gibbs can have a nominee. We'll all submit our nominees, tell the story, present the case, and then the Kid will declare the Bozo of the Week.
On Friday?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I might have to call in for that this week. I have a good nominee. Some guy was really mean to me on Twitter, and I'd like to nominate him for Bozo of the Week. All right. When we come back, the roundtable with the esteemed writers of ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. The illustrious Kevin Jones and the great Gribbs, Andrew Gribble. Up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.